hear it twice. So our presentation is an integrated health promotion program, a pilot program for individuals with disabilities. It's called Be Active, Work Safe. We have no conflicts of interest to disclose. A little bit about what we'll be talking about today are health and work-related disparities among individuals with disabilities, how we developed the Be Active, Work Safe program. We'll go over the program review phase of the pilot study, and then some of the results and the feedback we got, and a little bit on discussion, and then some of our challenges that we experienced. So disability affects a really large portion of the population. It's about one-fifth of the citizens of the United States. The healthcare expenditure is annually around $400 billion. And when you have a disability, there's a much greater incidence of secondary conditions and associated conditions that can be largely prevented with healthy behaviors. So there are also a lot of disparities between earnings and job security. Individuals with disabilities are less likely to hold higher management positions or more entry-level positions. There's much fewer individuals who move up into administrative positions. Workplace injuries are almost doubled, two times more likely for individuals with disabilities. And these are non-occupational injuries as well. So you're more likely with a disability to have an injury. And this could affect how often you can attend work, how many sick days you have to take off. So these disparities are not necessarily a result of disability. There's a great inability to access resources and programs, a huge lack of trained health professionals, and employer discrimination, so there might be low expectancies at work or work disincentives. So we felt that there was a really great need for a health promotion intervention that could actually target both physical activity and workplace safety to increase people's health so that they have to miss fewer days of work and can be healthier and safer on the job. Also, Healthy People 2020 and the Surgeon General's report have recommended a call for increased health promotion and health behavior programs for individuals with disabilities to make these programs more accessible for individuals and considering the needs of the population. So we actually used a bit of participatory action research because we wanted to get feedback from the community to make sure we were creating an effective intervention that would serve their needs with a little bit of buy-in. So how we developed the program, the Be Active, Work Safe program, where we integrated two in-person interventions. So what we created eventually was an online program, and so there are definitely some challenges when you integrate two eight-week in-person interventions. So the first one was PACE, which had been used quite successfully at University of North Texas, UNT, and Staying Safe at Work. And these two programs promoted physical activity behaviors and then workplace safety behaviors. So we merged the two and created a web-based health behavior intervention. And this, what we're presenting today, is just the phase one of the pilot study. So what individuals saw in their weekly program, we had an introduction video each week. We had an overall introduction video for the whole program, one for the week, and then they would move on to the Be Active portion of the program where they got weekly content and then the workplace safety content. And then we'd wrap up with a summary, a quick 10-question knowledge question on both the modules, and a reaction measure to gauge their use of the program. Each week they also submitted a weekly exercise log so we could kind of track and see if they're increasing their physical activity throughout the program. We did pre- and post-tests measuring things like social support, outcome expectations, self-efficacy, life satisfaction, barriers to exercise, and workplace safety. So they did pre- and post. So those were our measures. The weekly topics we had for Be Active is on the left, and this chart shows each week the topics that they covered. So an introduction to physical activity and why physical activity is important for your health, how exercise is medicine, so perhaps becoming more physically active can help you reduce the amount of medications you're taking, setting goals and overcoming barriers. We spent a lot of time on that one. That one's a really important, and we'll talk about it too as we move through the weeks. Changing your behavior, motivation, rewards, increasing social support systems, physical activity, and quality of life. And then we wrapped up with a little bit of reviewing your goals and setting new goals, and then maintaining the new you, where we gave a lot of resources, online resources, to accessing extra information. The WorkSafe is on the right side, and that table displays an introduction to workplace safety and why it's important. Helping them identify hazards in the workplace, and the six key hazards they'll see most often in a workplace. how to deal with chemicals, MSD sheets, personal protective equipment, and OSHA regulations. Week 4 was on ergonomics and how to be safe with your ergonomics. Week 5 is problem solving. Week 6 was safety rights and responsibilities, so knowing that if you see something unsafe at work and you report it, you cannot get fired. And how to speak up. Week 7, so increasing their confidence in speaking up about a workplace hazard and their own safety, and then a cumulative review. So the next few slides are just some screenshots of what our online program actually, when it was developed, looked like. This is the barrier slide for workplace safety, so you can see that on the left they have a menu, how they move through, and on the right is the content. Managing frustration and discouragement. So we have some questions we have them thinking about in there. This screenshot is from WorkSafe, proper ergonomics, so we have some activities where they have to identify hazards and ergonomics and different things in pictures. So some interaction, and then laws to protect you. So the purpose of this study was to evaluate the Be Active WorkSafe program based on expert and user experiences and to describe the revisions that we made to the program based on their feedback. So we recruited expert and individuals with disability reviewers to review the program and provide feedback for us. So when they went through the program, they didn't take it like an actual participant would. They didn't spend a week on each module and do all the surveys. They skimmed it for us, and they provided a lot of really great feedback on content. We recruited these individuals from disability service organizations and academic institutions, so Oregon State University, Western Oregon University, Office of Vocational Rehab Services, and then the Disability Access Services on the campuses. We were able to recruit 5 experts, and those 5 experts all completed the program. And then we recruited 10 individuals with disabilities in the program, but only 3 of them actually completed the review. These individuals reviewed the program, provided feedback via 3 different methods. We had an end-of-the-week questionnaire that they'd fill out online, and it would give us information, a notes document that we provided through email, and it was broken down so that they could actually provide each week and in different places in the week what some of their feedback might be. And then at the end of the program, we did debriefing interviews, either in person or on phone, to get some more feedback, some more rich data. So we collected feedback on content, layout, the format of the program, their interactions with us and the program, and then the language that we used. The priority of edits were assessed by 2 researchers and then assigned codes, so we grouped them into themes. They were grouped by the reviewer group and the individuals with disabilities. And then we modified the program based on reviewer feedback, and I'll present some of the really great modifications, we think they're great, that we made to the program. This is just an example of one of the ways individuals, the reviewers, provided us feedback. This is a reaction to this week's program, just a short 5 questions letting us know how they felt about their use. So the results of the program, this is actually combined results from both groups. On a Likert scale of 1 to 5, most individuals, mostly scores are 4.2, 4.4. Individuals felt that the program was pretty beneficial for individuals with disabilities. It was enjoyable, it was user-friendly, the time needed to complete it was sufficient, it was easy to navigate and user-friendly. The one thing that we noticed lower scores on were individuals didn't really feel like the WorkSafe and the Be Active components fit very well together. They didn't understand why they were grouped together. So that was definitely an area for improvement. By theme, we broke this down. On the left is expert feedback, on the right is individuals with disability feedback. The most frequent theme we saw was content resources, and then grammar and typographical errors, navigation, layout, and program interaction. For individuals with disabilities, they also felt content resources were some of the things we needed to work on the most. So some examples of the themes that we saw and some quotes we got from participants were connection. They suggested we link together the Be Active and WorkSafe sections more clearly in summaries and throughout the weekly modules. So we did this. We went back in and we created some case studies that showed why, gave some examples of how increasing your physical activity could actually increase your workplace safety and your health in the workplace. We added more information to the intro on why these 2 programs fit well together. And so we tried to make it a theme in the weekly summaries as well as to combining the information you learned in both programs and why they're important and why they fit together. Program interaction. Consider letting the participants review their previous work if they so desire. So the way we have the program set up, because we have reaction measures and outcome measures, we didn't want people to be able to go back and change their answers to things when they gain knowledge. So we had it so that they couldn't move backwards through the program, but we realized there were things like their goal setting and their barriers and certain things, feedback that they gave through activities in the program that would be really useful for them to have. So we created a journal that they could go back to, and you'll see in some of the other slides there, it's at the top of the header, My Journal, and you can go to that and go back and review what goals you set, what stage of change you were in, some of the barriers you felt you had for yourself. Measurement tools. There were too many questionnaires. I feel like that's a pretty common. We're asking you to tell us too much stuff. So we actually reduced. We took out social support and outcome expectations. And because the participants who are going to be taking it in the future are not going to be reviewers, we won't be prodding so many questions about how you feel about the program. So those will be removed. Navigation was hard at first, but then once it was learned, it was easy to progress through the program. So we actually created a navigation document that they could download in FAQs and keep either printed out or on their computer somewhere, and they could always refer back to it when they were in the program, and it would open in a new window so that they knew how to navigate through the program really effectively. So this is the example of the My Journal, and these were just some of the, there's just a few things that we had that we felt would be really useful, and they're gray. So it's physical activity, brainstorm, barriers, goal setting, stage of change, overcoming detours, stage of change check-in, goal reflection, the second set of setting goals, and then changing your health behavior. So as they enter these and the assessments in the program, it'll actually just be kicked out and saved here so that they can go back to it. So overall, individuals had a good experience with the program. We made some changes to the language of the program, navigation, and content. We narrowed our measurement tools down. We realized we needed to more closely link the two topics, and so we tried to do that as effectively as we could. We thought some of the feedback we got was a suggestion to broaden the target audience to include various vocational fields. Right now it's very heavy on industrial jobs and lower-level jobs because we felt like that's where the majority of the population was, but if we're serving individuals who work at a desk a lot, those things might be important as well. And we had a lot of recruitment issues. So we felt like using stakeholders in the development and health promotion program is a really important step to create buy-in for your program within the community and ensure that their needs are adequately addressed. The feedback provided was really helpful. We feel like it helped us create a stronger program and made it a lot more relevant and accessible for users. One of the challenges we have, and since I have like a minute left, we had a lot of it. You saw that we had 10 individuals with disabilities that were recruited to review the program, and only 3 of them completed it. And so we had a lot of issues with making connections with people who would actually follow through with reviewing it. And we think that might be because these individuals felt like they weren't exactly the target population. They weren't the people we were actually targeting to benefit the program. And so perhaps they felt like they weren't receiving much benefit from this and they didn't see the point in helping us. And so that's something to consider in participatory action research, is that are you really asking people to review a program or getting buy-in from the people you're ultimately going to be serving in the end? So these were our funding mechanisms. We're really grateful for them, the NIOSH grant and U.S. Department of Education grant. And I would like to thank Dr. Lowell Kinsel, Simon Driver, and then some of the undergraduate research assistants that helped with this program and all the reviewers that provided their feedback.